Good evening, I'm John Yang. Rebel forces are spreading further into Aleppo today, taking control of landmarks in Syria's second largest city and encountering little resistance from government forces. A war monitoring group said airstrikes late Friday killed 20 insurgent fighters. Syria's army said dozens of its soldiers have been killed since the surprise offensive was launched on Wednesday. Rebels celebrated outside the city's historic citadel.
It is an indescribable feeling. My older brother was martyred here in Aleppo 13 years ago. Praise to God. Praise to God.
Opposition forces hadn't attacked the city since 2016 when President Bashar al-Assad regained full control. An Israeli airstrike in a car in Gaza today has killed 5 people, including charity workers. The World Central Kitchen, which provides food relief, says it's pausing operations in Gaza for the second time this year. In April, 7 of its workers were killed in an Israeli strike. Israel says one of the charity's employees killed today was involved in the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. In Khan Yunis, another airstrike hit a vehicle next to a food distribution site, killing 13, including children. And in Gaza City, 7 died when an Israeli strike hit a house.
There is no safe place. Residents are being bombarded. Explosive barrels are thrown down at them, at their houses, markets, streets, shelters, schools. There is no safe place. Where should these people go?
Overnight and into today, more than 30 people have been killed in Gaza. The ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hezbollah appears to be holding despite sporadic incidents. In southern Lebanon, an Israeli drone strike killed 2 and wounded 2 others. Another strike hit a vehicle, wounding 3, including a 7-year-old. And the IDF says it hit a weapons smuggling site near the Syrian border. And the Georgian capital of Tbilisi has been rocked by a third straight night of protests against the government's decision to suspend talks to join the European Union. Thousands rallied outside parliament. Some launched fireworks. There have been major demonstrations since the ruling party's disputed victory in last month's parliamentary elections. Georgia's Interior Ministry says police arrested 107 people on Friday. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, how one woman is rethinking the way hungry children are fed around the world, and why black women are more likely to get unnecessary C-sections, risking surgical complications.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.